views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and feel the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. I have been providing creative solutions and energetic shifts for people on this radio show. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I have one of my favorite guests here on the show today, Phil Free. And Phil is, he's been using energy work to improve his life when he was affected by allergy symptoms in 1998. And has continued to apply energy techniques for everyday issues to facilitate improvement for himself, his family, his friends, clients, and feels strongly that others can benefit from it too. Phil was born and raised in San Francisco to French parents. He grew up bilingual and received his journeyman certificate from the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles in 2001. Phil has lived up and down the coast of California before settling in Tucson, Arizona in 2009 with his family. And I first met Phil at back in 2008. We've been working together, you know, ever since. And it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, Phil. I've already had a few emails and people texting. Yay, Phil's on. So how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. We were laughing earlier because Phil and I were talking earlier and going over what we were going to talk about on the show today, which is about emotional triggers. Do you want to tell us, you know, what happened with you this morning, Phil? Because it's funny.
Well, yeah. Well, there's already emotional triggers starting the day. So, I mean, between just things not going right, not going on schedule, traffic out on the road, things like that. So just creating a lot of stress before the show. Just new circumstances and things like that, road construction, things like that. So, rolling with the situation. It's been a little hard, but that's the challenge.
I love it.
It's what we're talking about on the show. So,
yeah, I was just on Dr. Pat's show last Wednesday, actually. And we were talking just about this very thing that before the radio shows, we kind of connect with each other, the different energy practitioners. And, you know, I ask them, what is it that you want to talk about? And, you know, generally what happens is the whatever the topic of the radio show is, that seems to be like the kind of the way the day starts out a little. And, you know, that's because when you put it out there to the universe that you're going to talk about something, then, you know, it gives you ideas for the show. So we just want to, I mean, it's funny how the radio show is called The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens. And so a lot of people, you know, we talk about this, we've talked about this before. You know, when your day starts off kind of on the wrong foot, you want to just like stop. And do you want to just give people suggestions? Like, how did you get yourself neutral so quickly?
There's a few ways. I mean, for one, it's like it starts by noticing a reaction and not getting carried away by those reactions. A lot of times it's like we react and then we kind of go through this unconscious period where, you know, we start having our reaction, whatever it is. For some people, it's pouting. For some people, it's getting angry. For some people, it's shutting down. For some people, it's being sarcastic, you know, whatever it might be. So, you know, a lot of us don't even notice that we start doing those things, or we automatically do them when we get stressed out. And then we, you know, continue to act that way till we get calm, you know. And then after, you know, it's like we kind of feel like that was a whole uncontrollable period. And so, you know, it's important to notice those things coming up as they're coming up, and then really make a conscious decision, you know, what to act on and what not to act on. So a lot of times, you know, it's important not to act on the emotional fire that we feel in certain situations. And when we don't act on it, we find it passes quicker. It's not that we don't feel it, but it passes quicker than if we react to it. And then if we react to it, then we sometimes create some more negatives, if you like, that, you know, create more problems to solve too for us.
And that's the thing, like reactions are just kind of like an instant emotional response. And it's not that emotions are bad. It's just that some emotions are more helpful than others. And some of the emotions that, you know, people do things when they're triggered by something, they can end up in a place where they're behaving in ways that, like you said, causes more work down the road for them. And so, you know, what would you suggest people do if they're in that position? Say, well, where, like this morning, like where you were running late and, you know, there was construction and you had to get the kids to school and then you have to get back in time for the radio show. And, you know, what did you actually do?
What do you do? Well, so again, I mean, part of it is when you're, you know, for me, when I'm in the process, I mean, you know, I'm still feeling that stress that we all feel. So, I mean, in the process, I think we all go through that. And then, you know, there's a desire to, like, I don't know, like, push in a sense, or like, you know, sometimes like if the cars, everything's going slow, it's like, oh, why can't people go faster? And so just noticing those things that come up, that's what we can do first and foremost. It doesn't sound like much. So, well, what does that help? But it does help to notice it first, because then we can consciously decide whether we want to act like, okay, well, if I feel like yelling, my conscious can kind of intercept that thought and decide whether it wants to do it or not, rather than just let the reaction carry me away. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like I got a little bit upset about what was going on as it was happening. And then I realized, okay, I just put myself, I gave myself perspective of the situation. Okay, I give myself some time to calm down, to like reset myself, to center those emotions. So I, you know, those are all things I do. That's all the things I did this morning. I mean, I get myself like in a place where the reactions don't dictate my actions. And then from there.
Oh, that's a good way of putting it. We have to take a quick break here, but and we do have a caller on the line. But when we come back, we're going to talk some more, let you finish this thought, and then we'll take the caller. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. And my guest today is Phil Free. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819 and let's make some shift happen.
You see this guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Phil Free. Phil, before we continue, can you please just share your contact information with people in case they would like to touch base with you?
Whatphil@hotmail.com. whatphil@hotmail.com.
Awesome. And for the listeners listening in, Phil, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. I was just going to get you to finish your thought before we went to break here regarding, the emotional triggers and the daily routine. And then we'll take Julie from Ottawa is on the line here. Finish up what you were saying before we went to break.
Right. So, I mean, when we have those reactions, we have these impulses to do certain things. Like I said, you know, for some people it's yelling, for some people it's shutting down, for some people it's different things. So again, I mean, when our conscious mind intercepts that thought or that reaction, then we can decide if that's really the best course of action or not. And then, so, you know, there are times this morning where I'm catching myself, you know, reacting in ways I don't want to. And then I just take a deep breath or just center myself and, you know, just keep moving towards a solution, essentially.
Yeah. And, you know, if you take it step by step, and because a lot what happens for a lot of people, you know, if people are in a state of overwhelm, it's like everything hitting at once. And what's kind of important to acknowledge also is that these emotional triggers, quite often, they're accumulated, right? They're accumulated over this lifetime. And then they're also accumulated, you know, from, you know, past situations. And they can be from, you know, spiritual experiences, you know, psychic energy coming in, collective influences. So there's so many ways that people can actually get triggered. It could be from a smell or a siren or anything like that, bringing back, you know, bad memories up. And so, I'm just getting like, let's just quickly do a quick correction here, shift in energy for everybody listening in that is maybe starting off their day with a little bit rough start. We just get in touch with that. And would you like to do just like, let's just do a shift for everyone right now, and then we'll take this caller.
Sure.
So
yeah, the number, well, yeah. Go ahead.
I know I was going to say go if you're.
Well, it's, yeah. So, I mean, like a lot of times we feel helpless. That's part of it. And that's part of what causes us to react in the ways we do. So reminding ourselves that we have choices. All right. So when we feel the reaction, we can take a deep breath. We can get to our midline, this line that bisects our body from left to right and right to left. And so just putting our attention there will calm us usually in most instances. And then on top of feeling the helplessness, you know, we get out of the helplessness or, you know, beyond other than the helpless issue. A lot of people feel like like the reactions are very typical in a sense for a person. Like a person will typically have the same couple of reactions, you know, like a person who doesn't get angry won't very often get angry, you know, so, but somebody who gets angry will easily get angry, you know, things like that. So whatever that reaction is, just notice like, you know, this is my tendency. And then do I want to keep acting this way? Not everybody acts this way. How do other people do it who don't act this way? You know, what's their perspective? What's their energy? What's their attitude? And so tuning into that and recognizing we're not helpless. We have choices. We have choices in our reactions. We have choices in our actions. And we certainly don't have to react the ways we always have in the past.
Mm-hmm. And so getting in touch with the past here, we just want to use the present moment for everybody just to kind of like think about themselves. I call it your authentic self triad, just really recognizing that, you know, your body, soul, and spirit are all wanting to be even. And so that, you know, you can stabilize yourself and feel more centered and grounded. Just strengthen that for everybody. And, you know, whether you're in motion, like what I'm getting right now, traffic is big. So just strengthening, you know, like you said, that desire to make things go faster and faster. And I'm just getting, let's talk a little bit about that. You and I've talked about this before, that if you're not really, if you're in a place where you're not really grounded and centered and you push for things to go faster, it usually the outcome isn't so great. You know,
right.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, I like to correlate or I like to look at, I think music is a great analogy for this and for life. I mean, I can find, you know, so many aspects of life that I can compare to when I look at music. And, you know, when you talk about this fast pace, to me, I'll translate it to a fast tempo in music. And it's like, okay, well, if you have an antsy crowd already, then you're going to start playing fast tempo songs like one after another. It's only going to fuel that antsiness a lot of times. Like sometimes it's good to like slow down the tempo in a sense if you feel it's getting too intense out there. And so that's the kind of awareness we want. Like if it's getting traffic, like I was saying, well, I felt my initial reaction this morning was to push. Like, oh, can't we go faster? But really, obviously, nobody can go faster in that situation. We're all kind of gridlocked. So, I mean, the more appropriate action would be to slow it down and be okay with the slower tempo here, because that's where it's going, and that's kind of the energy of circumstances. And rather than fight it, you know, if I just kind of roll with that, and, you know, then
literally, because you're in your car.
Exactly. You know. So
being aware of that, I guess, of being like aware that sometimes, you know, the universe has a really good sense of humor. And also, you know, like sometimes what will happen is there may be a really good reason why you're going slower at that time that you're unaware of. There could be like an accident waiting to happen ahead of you, you know, if you were there at the wrong time. And so this is what I like to, you know, point out to people is that you're in the right place at the right time, wherever you are. And as long as you acknowledge that, then generally things go smoother for people. So we do have Julie on the line from Ottawa. So I just was going to take her call here. Julie, are you there?
Hi, thanks again, Colette.
Oh, you're welcome.
About my cat. My cat, yesterday, I guess, I noticed that her left eye kind of became red. The iris became red and dilated, and she's been just stumbling around and really disoriented. So wondering
just getting in touch with the cat right now, how much is it bothering you? 10 being the worst and 0 being neutral?
I got a 4.
Okay. All right. Phil, what are you picking up for this little cat?
Okay. So, you know, animals are connected to people, but they don't think the same way that we do. So if I were to apply these corrections to what's coming up with an animal, then a lot of times I'd like to look at what are the reactions that it's bringing up for you, for the human being here. So does it bring up grief? Does it bring up worry, you know, anxiety, whatever? What's the first sensation, thought, or emotion that it brings up when you get in touch with your cat?
Right now I can't feel into it for some reason, but yesterday when I first saw her, I think grief, guilt, fear, anxiety.
Okay, so we're going to look at those things then. So we can resolve those issues on a bigger level for you, all right? So just resolve your issues of health, of grief, of fear, of guilt. So right now it's not just, you know, right now it's like those are themes in your life right now that want to be solved, and your cat's helping you to see that on some level. And sometimes they manifest illnesses or whatever, and it gets a little extreme. It usually gets to the extreme phase when people are resisting, okay? Kind of like to add to Colette's point about a few minutes ago when she was saying, okay, we're always at the right place at the right time if we acknowledge it. Yeah, it's like things seem to go wrong is usually when we're fighting ourselves and fighting circumstance in life and what, you know, what the energy seems to be pulling us towards or whatever it is. So in this case with your cat, you know, it seems a little extreme for your cat to be going through this, and it doesn't need to. So your cat's going to get better as you acknowledge these issues is what I'm saying. So as you get better with your issues, we solve these themes for you, your cat won't have to like act out these illnesses or these injuries in order to get you to look at these things about yourself.
Okay, we have to go for a quick break here. Can we just get you to hang on, Julie, and Phil and I'll work a bit more on this during the break, and when we come back, we'll check in with you. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com on social media, Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
Are Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you interested in schools that inspire, excite, and encourage our kids to step beyond what they thought was possible? The Access Possibility School is enrolling now. Students in grades K through 8 are welcome to our virtual classroom. Classes start September 8th. For more information about the Access approach, teachers, enrollment, and what makes us different, visit AccessPossibilitySchool.com. That's AccessPossibilitySchool.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit AllergyAsthmaNetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
Are you interested in schools that inspire, excite, and encourage our kids to step beyond what they thought was possible? The Access Possibility School is enrolling now. Students in grades K through 8 are welcome to our virtual classroom. Classes start September 8th. For more information about the Access approach, teachers, enrollment, and what makes us different, visit AccessPossibilitySchool.com. That's AccessPossibilitySchool.com.
A morning filled with dynamic, inspirational music, spirituality, and uplifting messages by TJ Woodward. Come and connect with community conversations and awaken your senses. Awakened Living Sundays with TJ Woodward. Join TJ every Sunday in the San Francisco Bay Area Chapel at Fort Mason and live streaming online 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Pacific Time. To learn more and access the live stream, visit www.awakenedlivingsf.org.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Phil Free here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Phil and I are shifting energy for people and finding creative solutions to problems that people are having. And we have Julie on the line here. Her cat has a problem here, and Phil and I have been working on it. Julie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay, so I was picking up, this is your cat's left eye?
Yes.
Okay, and how old is your cat?
I think she's 18.
Yeah, and you're moving? Are you moving?
No, but I think I feel like I'm in the midst of making some big changes in terms of, like, yeah.
So. Yeah, because this is what Phil was picking up and I was picking up also. There's a lot of changes happening. Phil, do you want to address this?
All right. Well, for one, I mean, with the cat, I mean, at 18, sounds like she might be ready for big changes, too. You know, at that time, like, sometimes they don't really want to recover from things. They're just ready to go. So just getting you strong to that's the case, you know, and just, you know, if, you know, that time is, if that time is soon, then, they, you know, you could be okay with it. It's never an easy thing. At the same time, I mean, you know, 18 years is a long time for a cat, and, you know, so just enjoying the days she has, whether it's one or 15 or 100 or whatever it is. It's just like, just being strong to the time she has left, and then for you transitioning and moving on with or without her, or him. I'm not sure if it's him or her.
What is your cat's name, Julie?
Oh, I call her Meow Cat.
Meow Cat?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we just send, get you start, like, because this is coming up from all the changes that you're going through. I'm not saying, and I just want to be clear here. It's not like you're causing this to happen to the cat. It's just that it's the cat's reflecting back to you what's going on in your life, the emotions that are coming up around that. And so you are going through some really major changes. How are those changes going for you?
Oh, I feel like I am trying to take it as slow as I can. Mm-hmm. It's sort of overwhelming, so... Yeah.
Okay, so but when you get in touch with that overwhelm now, does it feel the same or different right now?
Well, it's felt calmer than it has in a while.
Yeah.
So,
there it goes. So that calmness, we want to strengthen that for you so that you can sort of break down what you need to do and then take it like one step at a time. And break it down into really tiny, if you have to break it down into very, very tiny pieces, then you break it down into very, very tiny pieces. Like when I say that, what I mean, things as simple as I need to pay the phone bill. Okay, I will go pay the phone bill, or I will arrange to take that, you know, get that taken care of. You can take your day down to the tiniest, tiniest things. And so just allowing yourself to do that so that you don't feel the overwhelm in the same way. Feel any other last words here for Julie?
Yeah, just go back, you know, just noticing things about yourself, you know. So there, as you go through these changes, what's going to make the transition easier is noticing, like, the things, your reactions, your thoughts, your things that haven't worked for you in the past. And since you mentioned earlier, like, the guilt, the grief, and whatever, I think it was fear, whatever else it was, just look at those things, how they affect you in your life in different areas, or how often you react in those ways to things, and ask yourself if those ways really serve you anymore, and if it's really, like, the correct or the most appropriate response to the situation. You're going to find a lot of times it's not helpful.
Okay, good. Good words of advice. Thank you for calling in, Julie.
Thank you so much for doing this.
You're very welcome. I have an email. Someone is talking about panic. A close friend just last night cut three fingers off, three fingertips off at work. This is a woman. And just wants some corrections for that around that. I don't have any more details than that. Is that she was at work and three fingers are cut off. I don't know which hand.
Okay. All right. So let's just strengthen that too. So same thing right here. It's again, it's like there's a lot of, like, for starters, let's just strengthen the trauma of the event. Okay. There's, you know, obviously it's very painful, and then it's very shocking to have that happen. Mm-hmm. And then there's the reaction, and then there's, like, the panic of, you know, how is it going to affect the rest of my life and these kinds of things. And obviously just even the first way, the first reaction is like the blood and the, you know, all that stuff. So we're just going to strengthen all that stuff. And then, so I'm guessing if you've got an email, this, you know, this person has already been through the hospital and all that. So we're just
She would have. Yes. Yeah. This was someone just requesting some corrections now.
Right, right. So again, so we're going to just strengthen this person to all the fear that it brings about. Okay, so all the the concerns that they have about like their appearance, and then their functions, and then the reaction of others comes up too. How people are going to react to this person now that this has happened to them. And then just, okay, so we're going to strengthen other things there. So it's just like, there's just, yeah, just big fears coming up. So we're just going to strengthen that for the person. And then, you know, just strengthen all the people around her too, that, cause right now she's a little bit triggered by their reactions or their potential reactions, even what they, what she thinks they might react to. So just strengthen all that. And then she's obviously concerned about her career too, or how it might affect. So all these things, just like all these thoughts come up right away. And you know, all the life changing thoughts that come up. So strengthen that. So, I mean, again, they might, maybe they'll change her life a lot. Maybe it won't change her life all that much. So it's just going to strengthen her either way, that, that the reaction is not going to traumatize her. All right, so again, the event itself was difficult enough. She doesn't need to have like sort of mental or psychological trauma on top of that.
Yeah, it's coming up that you know, of course, like it's a traumatic thing, but we just want to get, it's more like what's coming up, what I'm feeling right away is that no matter what anyone says to her, it's not going to be comforting. It's almost right. Like she's got a weakness for anyone saying anything about it to her right now, because it's, yeah, it triggers stuff. So we want to just really get her strong to that, having right, really strong boundaries around that. You know, what people are saying about it is right, almost more disturbing to her than what she's thinking about it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was picking. And also like just the looks on their faces, you know, like, oh no, you know, like that. So, okay. And yeah, that was coming up from what you were saying earlier. So, you know, without more information than this, we just do like some very general shifts here, like just to get her very centered and balanced. And yeah. And is there anything else that, yeah, like stabilized here? The shock I'm getting is wearing off now, you know,
yeah.
There's physical shock and then there's also non-physical shock. And so,
well, she got, you know, both.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so also not, you know, if they were able to, you know, repair the fingers, we just want to right, strengthen that. You know, that the hospital and the doctors and the nurses and everybody around her that is, you know, operating on her body and, you know, doing things for her in a physical way, that those would all be strong for her, that they would be the strongest people, that they would have the strongest result possible. Seeing the best case scenario instead of the worst case scenario, being, sure, getting neutral to both ends of it. You know, the worst case being that these fingers, these, you know, these fingertips are missing forever.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, on the other end, that they can do a really good job repairing them. So we, sure, just want to strengthen that for her.
Right. And yeah, all the limiting beliefs that it creates for her life, you know, and if we have a minute, I'll share the quick story of a famous guy, Tony Iommi, a guy from the guitar player from Black Sabbath, had a similar incident where actually.
Oh, you've told me this story, but you're gonna, yes, have to wait till we get back.
Okay,
from,
I'll tell it after
the break, because it's a really good story to tell here. This is Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth Is Funny. I'm thrilled to connect with all of you. I have Phil Free here with me, and we're just gonna take a short break, and we will be right back after the break, and we will continue to work on this woman who cut her fingers off during the break, and then come back and just finish that up.
Losing my mind outside in the night, outside in the day.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny with my guest, Phil Free. And thank you, Brian, for that choice of music just now.
Oh, anytime, my friend.
Just as I thought, it was going all right. Phil, you were going to tell us a story about someone who lost their fingers. Uplifting story.
Well, I guess so. I mean, just for the people who are tuning in. Yeah, we are dealing with a lady who had fingers cut off, or something like that. Pretty vague, our information. So I was going to share a story about a guitar player named Tony Iommi who had a factory job before he was in a band, or before his band was big anyway. And on his last day of work, actually, he got three fingers chopped off. And he went on to create these like wooden pegs for himself, and he played guitar with these like pegs that he put on the end of his fingers, and he went on to form Black Sabbath, or you know, he already had at the time or something. Yeah. Like that. And you know, he's still touring now 45 years plus later. You know, they're still on tour now, or about to go on tour, and they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and you know, his whole career was ahead of him pretty much from after that incident. So just to say that if this lady's feeling hopeless or anything like that, that, you know, who knows, maybe her real life work hasn't even begun yet.
Yeah, it's so interesting. And you know, this is something I feel like we could address for everybody listening in also, is that, it is like the reason why the choice of the song that our wonderful producer here, Brian, chose made me laugh is because it's like just as I thought everything was going all right. And for some reason, many, many people do have it's a trigger for them when things are really, really going right. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, sure. I mean, we're interesting beings, and we're programmed in interesting ways that we don't always understand. And definitely sometimes, like, when people, you know, it's just on knowing ourselves and knowing the situation. But yeah, for some of us, we get worried when things are peaceful. Like we're always like anticipating a storm or something like that. You know, sometimes it brings some memories, some places, you know, in time and, you know, present and the past where it's been peaceful. And all of a sudden you get invaded by another country or something like that. So there's experiences like that that resonate in people's memories and cell memories and things like that. They come from our ancestors, come from our grandparents, whatever it might be. And so, yeah, a lot of times we almost cringe at the thought of peace because we expect war almost, you know. So we just strengthen that for people, and that peace can stay peaceful. It doesn't have to turn into war.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Exactly. Yeah, that everybody can be in a position where you're strong to the absolute worst and the absolute best, then you can be neutral to everything that happens in between. So it's important that we recognize that people assume that if things are going really, really well, that people are more in a stronger or more in alignment with that. But some people get out of alignment when things are going too well, as you said. So just energetically, let's strengthen that for everybody listening now or listening later, that when things are going really well, that, you know, that's a kind of like a rest period and that it's okay to enjoy things going well. And strengthen any past experiences like that would be limiting for people of situations where things were doing really well and then they went to bad. And then also what's coming up is when things are bad and they go to worse. So we want to shift things towards what we want, not what we don't want. Do you want to talk just a little bit about that, how we can, you know, focus more on what we want rather than on what we don't want?
Sure. I mean, we put a lot of conscious attention like on our worries and our demands of life, the pressures of life. And when we really break it down, many of us don't put a lot of energy into creating what we want or even thinking about what we want. A lot of times we're just reacting to life. A lot of us are in this place of survival and, you know, paycheck to paycheck, whatever it is, day to day for many. And so they don't – a lot of times they're – yeah, a lot of people don't put a lot of time into dreaming and into taking actions. And so as a result, you know, a lot of times we get swallowed up by the things we don't want because that's what we spend most of our time and energy following. And if we want to change that, then we can change – we start, you know, it doesn't happen necessarily all in one moment, but it starts with just a thought. And we start thinking in terms of, okay, well, what do I want for my life? What do I want for this world? And then, you know, maybe small steps of action at first that we can take, you know, but if we're aware of what we want, then we can take those actions should the opportunities present themselves.
Yeah. And so we just want to be in a place where, you know, we can recognize that challenges are really possibilities dressed up as challenges.
Yeah.
You know, if we have a challenge that we're facing and we just allow ourselves to go into the calm place, like in the eye of the storm, instead of all the chaos around it, it can have many benefits for us. And, you know, we don't want to be in a position where we have to have an accident or we have to you know, have something really terrible happen for us to see, you know, some of these possibilities. So let's work on that for people a bit. Just like really, I'm getting a lot of limiting beliefs and expectations. You know, expectations can create a lot of limitations. So, you know, let's shift that. What are you picking up around that, Phil?
Well, expectations definitely do. I mean, when we expect certain outcomes, you know, then we, a lot of times that we're influencing that outcome one way or another. So again, I mean, a lot of things is like, a lot of it is just sort of this belief in like, oh, we're cursed. And we'd like to tell ourselves that even if we don't totally believe it, we like to tell ourselves, oh, we're cursed, or we're having a bad day, or we're unlucky, or things like that. And believing those things a lot of times really doesn't help us get out of it, is what I noticed. So just noticing our reactions. Are we getting into these helpless sort of reactions? And if we are getting into helpless reactions, perhaps deciding not to go into those helpless reactions and come into a stronger decision than that.
And it's interesting because a lot of people will say, well, you don't have a choice. You know, you always have that choice. You have that. You maybe cannot stop what's occurring around you, or control what's happening around you, but you can control your reaction, or you know, your, or how you are going to deal with it, your attitude around that. And so, just, you know, recognizing that when people focus on what they don't want, they tend to draw what they don't want into their lives. Just because of, you know, that's because your thoughts are sending a vibration out, a resonance out to other people, to other places. It's kind of like people might say, oh, come on, like that's just like metaphysical caca. But in actual fact, anyone who you can have experienced this is if, you know, you say you come to someone's home and they just had a big fight and they come to the door and they're all like happy, but you know, you can feel the tension in the room. We're all aware of situations like that. You know, we can start to focus on situations of joy and gratitude and happiness, and then draw more of that to us, you know, by shifting the underlying energetic weaknesses. And so that's what you and I just have been working on here. We've run out of time. The radio show always goes by so fast. But do you have any last words that you'd like to say here? You got about a minute.
Well, just remember to keep ourselves centered, stable, and balanced.
Yeah. And thank you for the people who called in, and sending lots of a big energetic hug to this woman who lost who cut her fingers off. We'll wait to hear back how she's doing, and I'll let people know on the next show next week. Bye for now. It was great to connect with all of you. See you next Wednesday.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.